So let's try sending an email.
Gordon Mueller stands at the front of a computer lab. At the computers are employees of the VA, the Southeast Louisiana Veterans Healthcare System.
So we're going to go up to new email again.
New email, you say?
We'll go up to the new email icon at the top left.
For many people in the room, this is one of the first emails they've ever sent.
Okay, P.
Now, you don't have to hit the two button. You can just start typing in the last name,
yeah,
comma, space, first name.
That's how I do it.
Okay.
58-year-old Jean Barnes is a student in the class. I asked her if she had much computer experience.
No, we had typewriters and writing, you know.
Ms. Barnes says when she started working in hospitals about 40 years ago, that's what doctors used, a pen and paper. So now she's catching up to modern technology because she likes working for the VA.
I enjoy working with the service people because I hear different stories because I never went to the service. I just love them. And my job is I clean up the hospital to make my patients comfortable. But after the program, I could, you know, do something else.
This has been a journey, and I'm loving every moment of it.
This is Gail Thomas, and the program Jean Barnes mentioned, the one teaching her skills like computer literacy, which she hopes will lead to more advanced opportunities after decades in custodial work. Well,
the program is named after my late husband, Hudson Thomas. He worked here 22 years as a respiratory therapist, and he was the president, AFGE, American Federation of Government Employees.
Mrs. Thomas says her husband's union members kept coming to him, saying,
"We don't have any opportunities. We don't have this opportunity to move, that opportunity."
So Hudson Thomas did something about it with a lot of help from the VA, and they created, well, you know the name, the Hudson Thomas Program. It's workforce training done in partnership with New Orleans Works and Delgado Community College to help VA employees boost the skills they need for job advancement. Things like reading, writing, math, and computer literacy. VA employees in the program also get career coaching and help building a resume and preparing for interviews. The goal is to help entry-level workers advance to higher positions. Here, at last, is a way for VA employees to pursue the opportunities they've been asking for.
It's an investment in them. Just as they come to work and invest in the VA and taking care of our veterans, we also, in turn, invest in them so that they can be better employees and better people across the board.
Sharon Flowers Maple works in employee education at the VA. She says so far, the first cohort who regularly attended the program improved their reading, writing, and math skills by at least 2 grade levels. It's also improved employee self-confidence, morale, motivation, and care for veterans.
If they feel connected and they feel like the medical center care about them, they'll come to work and they'll be excited to be here to help out veterans.
The Hudson Thomas Program is a crucial part in the VA's vision of strengthening its workforce for all employees at all levels. Learn more at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.